We're rolling.
All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order September 5th, 2019 at the Belleville EDC. And Rick Flores, well, happily leads the meeting.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to come together and work towards the betterment of our community and the town that we love. Send us your Holy Spirit so we can see the difference between the things we can affect and those that we cannot, and work ways that we can work through those areas. Lord, thank you for all the wonderful blessings we have, and please, O God, over the families of the recent tragedies in our wonderful state, help them be strong during these troubling times. In your name we pray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, one indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
I'll keep mixing up the allegiance with the Texas flag. One indivisible thing throws me every time. It's about the same.
No one wants to sit next to me.
I'm sorry, I sat over here for the TV.
Okay, number two, roll call. Let the record reflect everyone is here except for Paul Jones. Quorum is certified. Number three, consideration and action to approve the agenda as posted. Anybody want to? Got a motion from Mr. Jacob, second. Anybody?
I'll second it.
That's right. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number four, public comment. We won't get anybody signed up to speak.
Nope.
No public comment. Number five, question and comments from board members. Start the circle. Risa, do you have any?
I have nothing, sir.
After Rhonda.
So there's a CHI sign still up as you go out of town.
Is that? Where's that at?
It's on a big billboard on the right as you're going out of town.
It's at St. Peter Paul.
So is that going to come down, or is it?
It's only going to come down when their money is up. They paid for it for a period of time, so they're trying to transfer it over to us, and we're not taking it, so it's sitting there dormant.
Okay.
So we pay to have the sign removed.
Can I ask what a billboard runs for?
About five.
For how long?
A month.
Whoa, okay.
Get in the billboard business.
500? 5,000?
500.
Okay. I would just.
Pat, do you have anything?
I do not.
I do not. Danny, do you have anything, Rick?
Nothing.
Okay, number six, consideration and action to approve minutes of previous meeting held.
And I do think I got all the changes that everybody wanted in there.
That I saw, yep. You've had a chance to review them or trust Pat enough to entertain a motion to approve them.
Guess not.
Tough crowd now.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
And Jacob made a motion. You got a second, anybody?
A second.
Thank you. Brett, second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Motion carries. Number seven, consideration and action to approve treasurer's report, payment outstanding bills, and investments.
All right. I do have this presentation that you all have. I can present it in the future if you'd like on the big screen, but I consolidate everything into a PowerPoint presentation for ease in the future and consolidate all the different areas. So one thing that is new for today and will not be briefed again in the future is the difference between, we asked Leanne to put together a before and after adding the liabilities into here, the contingent liabilities. So you'll see in the PowerPoint presentation, I put those side to side, you'll see the main difference in the after. You'll see the grants payable
Which page do you want that, Rick?
Right there.
I'm sorry.
Right there.
I was trying to show them.
The
three.
Page three.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay, so you'll see that Leanne did mark the addition there. So for the 322,395,19, which does correlate to what we show as contingent liabilities, 322,395,19, so that she has entered that. When over the next couple days, I'll work with her and Leanne, or her and Kathy, to figure out how she's done that, so I have a little bit more understanding. But my appreciation of this is she just put in the payables, and as we get them, that number will go down.
And interrupt or interject that, you know, this may be a work in progress with certain tweaks we were talking about possibly at the last second, talking about, you know, we can talk about that some when we get to the item, but showing it in another, what is it called, a deferred asset.
Sorry. Rather than show it as a liability and expense and affect your P&L statement, because you're a governmental entity, it's a little bit different.
Sure.
So in your equity section, you have your unreserved fund balance. You would have an equity that said committed fund balance, and that would be those liabilities, because that is fund balance that is committed for future year obligations. Okay. So it wouldn't affect your P&L if you were to do it that way. So that's what Leanne and I had kind of touched on today, after I had a chance to review these,
okay.
And then I did speak to Gary.
So help me understand real quick. You have a different proposal than have it where it's at now?
Yes.
Okay.
What it would do is you see this section that says unrestricted retained earnings?
Right.
What you would have here is under the income statement, you would have another line item that said committed.
Mm-hmm.
And so this 326 would be down here. It's still total fund balance.
Sure.
But it's not reflecting your liabilities and or your expenses that affect your P&L statement.
Okay.
But it's here, and then you'd keep that spreadsheet with a list. We'd have a list of what they all are. But your committed fund balance would be there. And it's still, you still see this, but it's committed down here.
Okay. And that would still, so effectively, as we paid off that liability,
that would go down and it would revert back to anything would revert back to unrestricted.
Okay.
It's the same concept is what it is.
It's the same concept. Except it doesn't affect your P&L statement, because that's a big issue, because if you don't want it to look like you're spending more money than you're budgeting,
mm-hmm.
you've committed it
before. Got it. So that's, I think, the end result of what the board was looking for, was so that it didn't affect the P&L. So
yes, and we can do it
special
that way. That's
projects.
That's perfect.
Special projects didn't affect the P&L. Okay.
So thank you. That's exactly, I think, what the board was looking for. Okay. Next page. And then, so the budget is provided before and after, so what I will do is I'll get with Kathy and we'll look at the change, and I'll present that in an email to the board so that you can see that it is obviously it's affecting our P&L. So, but based on the P&L, looking at the before, we're not doing too bad. Year-to-date differential is $9,000. All of our items are on budget. So it'd be nice to see the contingent liabilities go in or not affect the P&L.
Okay. The goal is to have it squared up, shored up by October. Mm-hmm. Our
presentation of the new budget. Any questions so far? The next page is contingent liabilities. You will see here that if we go down the Turn Brian Quiet Zone. You'll notice in Belleville Medical Center that the two additional checks were added with an outstanding balance on that grant of $21,597.94 for a total outstanding project commitment of $304,309.94. You'll see down, and I have to get some payment dates on the Blondie's Staffing Solutions and Brooks Fender for the report, but those were just recently taken care of. We have an outstanding balance for business grants of $8,004.25 for a total outstanding liability, which ticks and ties with the ledger of $322,395.19.
One thing, I talked to Rufus Pleasant about their storefront grant, which is not long expired, they're about 3 or 4 months past that deadline. And not that we needed his blessing, I guess, but had no plans to get it done anytime soon. It was kind of put on hold, so it's fine to remove that. And then I had a note. I can't remember where I put it. Does anybody remember where the other one was, the urgent care signage? When did we approve that?
I'd have to go back, but it's been a while.
I thought that was past. Like, it may be
March or April.
I think it's like it were pretty close.
It was right after the announcement. So
but they're done.
March,
right?
No, yeah, God, it had been done for a long time. Yeah.
I thought.
No.
So the work has been completed, I think. Which keeps
yes.
I think within the guidelines. It doesn't say they need to submit us an invoice. I think.
Yeah, the work has been completed. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I think for now it's safe to just remove Rufus Pleasance from a contingent liability.
I'll remove that in the next report. Okay. Any questions on the contingent liabilities? Okay. Next, please. Okay. So these are the two graphs to show you. Cash flow, which I gave the equation for, total buffer, which I'm not tied to that term, and cash overall. So the blue line, cash flow, is income plus cash minus expenses. So that's what we are doing. So when we take in our monthly income, add on the cash, take out our expenses, that's our cash flow. The total buffer is what I'm calling the income plus current assets minus long-term liabilities. So you'll notice that if you took out the long-term liabilities, and used our income and current assets, we'd be tracking along that orange line over the years. So you'll notice this goes from October 19 to September 20. Right now it's all projection. As we actually get into the months, it will actually update to actual data, but right now it's projection. And then our cash is our income plus cash minus our contingent liabilities. So if we paid off all of our contingent liabilities on cash, what would we have at the end of the day? And so we're tracking around $50,000 to $90,000 if we paid off all our contingent liabilities. I did include our monthly, and basically it's about $7,000 a month based on our $83,000 or $84,000 grant for the year, our budget. So that is included in there. So the money that we would put each month into that program that's available goes into that number as well. Any questions on the projections? And the last one is the request for payments. We have the utility bills, which have been paid, $661.28 for monthly utilities, $557.94, and water bill of $104.50. Blondie's Hair Salon Improvement Grant was paid for, or should be paid for $17.57. We have a correction to this list, the one half of accounting fees for Kathy Azell for September should be $175 on $125, lawn maintenance of $700, and a half split for the accounting services for September of $175. I also have a invoice from Diane White for the services for the strategic committee of $1,650, which I have here in the packet.
$1,650?
Yeah, $1,650. Okay. Yeah, $1,650. And I also have two bills from Belleville Times, one for 126 and one for 56, which I would like to honor today.
Okay, sorry. Give me those numbers one more time.
Sure. 126.
126.
And 56.
And 56.
What was this for the 1650?
1650 of her hours for the strategic committee.
Oh, yes. Good.
And I have her invoice. If anybody would like to see her invoice for her hours, it's pretty extensive. You're more than welcome to look at it. And as a note, although that I've condensed this into a report, I still have the full report here, which is reviewed and signed by me. I was just talking to Danny about how I still go through and verify that things that come in statements are still in the ledger, so the account balances. If you would like to see this, it's public knowledge, and you're more welcome to come see it before or after the meeting. But that is everything I have.
The total?
Do you have a total?
I've got it here. $4,900.
Yeah.
$4,962.72.
$4,962.72.
And as a minor note, there are three additional slides here that I've left in here just for, or four for additional information. There's a copy of the 2020 budget, a copy of the breakdown of those two graphs that I showed you, and then the Texas Comptroller report. A copy of that.
I didn't have a chance to look at last month's water bill, but this month's, there was Karen Austin questioned it because that night I texted him, it was so high last month. Does anybody remember what it was?
I can pull it, but it seems like last month was back to normal and this month seems high.
Did they not send us a bill this month?
They did. It was for what?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I know the bill, but the copy of the bill.
The copy of the bill.
Oh, it should say what previous month was, yeah.
Yeah.
But they said that the city had changed out the meters and that, because they couldn't find anything wrong and...
Because that one, yeah, I remember that.
That one month, it was just crazy high.
The previous month was $179.25.
Okay, there you go. Okay,
and,
so it came down.
But they couldn't find anything wrong and tried to get some kind of explanation from the city and the meter readings, and I don't know, it sounded like it went round and round, so I don't know what the latest is on that or if somebody was picking that up.
I mean, did they just not get us the bill in time to give us a copy of them all?
Well, that was, and that's again a reduction of the copy. If y'all would like us a copy.
Yeah, he's just not printing them out. So he's got
everything's right here.
Okay.
And so if you do want to see it or if you want a copy, I'd rather.
I would like to keep, because we were always worried the water bills were outrageous.
Sure.
If you don't look at them every month, they'll start creeping up before you know we're paying $350 in water and 5 trees. You know?
But they're big trees.
Do what?
They're big trees.
One other thing that I could
just send them in a separate scan to me, Rick?
They're in the, and that's the thing is that the idea here was to reduce the amount of information that was scanned and the information that was printed out. What I can do though is I can put together an addition to this that shows the utility bills every single month for the year. So I'll just track that along and then we can see the fluctuations in the utilities. Starting this month.
But you just want to scan them on this, and if we have any questions, I can pull it up on here. We can all look at it, and then nobody has to have a copy. I'm all for that. It gets old, all that print.
Sometimes scanning takes time too.
Oh,
so,
okay. Yeah.
But again, everything is here. You're more than welcome to look at it. I'm not commuting from y'all. I'm just trying to reduce paper and manual labor. So.
Jerry also didn't send anybody. Did he send you an invoice? He was going to try, but I didn't think he would. Okay.
No comments on the budget. I just presented that as an added document.
If nobody's got any questions, just get a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the report and pay bills as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say
aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Number 8, consideration and action to approve the advertising and tourism report from the chamber. This was their, seemed to creep up on me pretty quick, but this was their quarterly update time, but Sabrina asked if she could come next month. She had something tonight. I told her that was not a problem, but I did send it out a couple days ago. Everybody have a chance to at least receive it and glance at it.
I'll make a motion to approve the report.
Got a motion from Mr. Burns to approve. Anybody want a second?
I'll second.
Second from Mr. Dean. Any discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Number 9. Consideration and action as needed on Austin County Jail Museum. It's here somewhere. I think y'all should have everything that was sent out, the estimate, the request for the quote, I mean the request for the funds. Put together by the museum. Maureen's here to answer any questions. She sent us those. Were you able to get that second round of pictures?
Yeah, open?
Thank you for sending those again. In a nutshell, though, it's the request is to secure professional architectural drawings of the jail section interior, and this is used for. Essentially upgrading the HVAC system to prevent some of this.
Is this like bars in the jail, Maureen?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Maureen, can I get your name?
Maureen, M-A-U-R-I-N-E, last name Brack, B-R-A-C-K.
Okay, and you're with the?
Austin County Jail Museum.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
She's available to answer any questions, but she had passed along some photos of kind of what's taking place due to the moisture. And that's the goal, right, is to control the moisture. And
this is far beyond just sticking some dehumidifiers up there and things like that, right?
Yes, yes it is. One time when I was there doing docent duties, there was a railing, and I didn't realize how bad it was, and I held a hold of the railing as I walked up the stairs, and it was soaking wet. So, of course, the building was built in 1896, and this is, you know, been ongoing deterioration in there.
And the county is kicking in part of this as well for paying for these designs?
We've applied to Commissioner's Court for $10,000, and we were approved for that amount.
Okay.
I have a question. So what is the probability of this new AC solving the problem?
Well, it's just like air conditioning in your home. It takes the moisture out. It'll stop the moisture. The moisture is what's causing this deterioration. The HVAC system is the first step in making repairs. First, we have to stop what's causing the deterioration, and that's the moisture. And the HVAC system will help with that.
And that will totally take the moisture out of it? There's no insulation?
Well, I'm not a professional, but that's, you know, the belief that, yes, the moisture is what's causing the problem, and the HVAC system will dry that out and put a stop to any further deterioration is what our hope is.
So is it going to be able to keep the temperature even in the building? Because that's what causes the moisture, you know, is when it gets hot and then cold and hot. Are you going to leave it going 7 days a week?
We do now. We have air conditioning in the downstairs part, and we leave it on now, yes.
So you'd leave both on? Mm-hmm. And you'd keep it at a constant temperature so that it didn't?
Yes.
I don't think they just turn it on when they're having tours or anything like that. It stays on all the time, from what I've seen.
But it's pretty warm up there today.
What year was it built? 1896.
Thank you. You're welcome. They're basically, what I think what y'all are asking for is they before they can even get a bid on an HVAC system, is they're looking to, you know, to, they have to do this, I'm trying to get the architectural drawings, I guess, before they know what they can do on the AC system.
Yes, because without these drawings, they're going in their blindfolded. They have no idea what they're dealing with. And so the cost would be much greater without these drawings. So that's why we're taking this round, is to get the architectural drawings.
So what is the $10,000 going for?
The drawings, yes. The drawings, it's in the proposal from Page, it's like $24,000-something. And we've also applied for $5,000 from the Texas Historical Commission to take up the balance, and we'll find out about that in October.
So how are you going to pay for the AC unit then?
That will come after this. We have to do this first. We will also, Bruce mentioned in his letter that we had applied for a grant with the Texas Historical Commission, and we had to back off on that because we didn't have these architectural drawings. And so we're having to go back now, get the drawings, and then proceed again with a grant application with the Texas Historical Commission to help with funding for the HVAC system.
So my question is, so if you mind clarifying, is that once you have the drawings, are you for sure going ahead and?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So from an engineering perspective, for those of you who don't know, I'm an engineer. And having looked at some of these before, I think that it's a reasonable rate. They're gonna do a mechanical electrical diagram, which is necessary to ensure the condition is met, which is, and they say here in the scope of work, the meeting of temperature and humidity requirements. So they should be, they're going to figure out what the capacity is needed and what type of system is needed. The mechanical drawings are going to show where all the ventilation is going. So the most important one in all this is the $8,000 mechanical drawing. But the price seems reasonable, and if they are going to be effective, they need to have this done since it's never had AC in it before.
So. I'm just thinking back on the time, Brian. All of a sudden, that AC unit was astronomical.
Well, this is just to do the work to figure out.
Right. Well, that's your point. Yeah.
$45 million AC unit. You're right. You're absolutely right. But I would say that the best step forward, if you're going to do this.
Well, and this does feel like the turn, Brian, steps that we had to do. I mean, you got to take the step first. They got to know what they're doing, what the problem is first. So, and I will say that my only hesitation in all this is, and I'm for this today, the county does own the building. And I know the county likes to split the costs. And I think at a certain point, particularly when you start to get the hefty bill of the air conditioning, we want to help, but we're also not going to be in position to do the heavy lifting, I don't think. So I would hope that the county is going to be appreciative of our help in this, but also be prepared to kind of do a lot of the heavy lifting on it.
Is that grant? Would that grant be like, would it fund it 100%
if we get 10, we got a committal from Commissioner's Court on 10,000.
I mean the work that the grant that requires the drawings to do the installation of the actual unit or system. Isn't there a grant that you can apply for that, right?
From the Texas Historical Commission.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how much?
I don't think y'all.
You're not going to.
Yeah.
They're not going to pay. That grant won't pay for the whole thing.
No, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Not.
There's no way.
Well, I just hate to put money out on architecture if we can't finish it.
Right.
Yeah.
So can we put this contingent on that it goes through?
We have no idea what the air conditioning is going to cost to do this step.
I kind of, honestly, I feel the same way I did about the turn, Brian, is I think it's worth taking the step. Let's see what's out there. Let's see what the costs are going to be. And then everybody can make an informed decision. We've had this debate over doing this for businesses. But, well, we know the jail's going to be here. We know the county's not going anywhere. It's a public building. I think the circumstances are a little different. So, I mean, it seems reasonable to at least get an idea of what they're doing. But, do you guys know how much it costs for the downstairs air conditioning?
No, I don't. I've been involved with the museum for 2 years now, okay. So I wasn't.
I'd be curious if.
I was in 03, so that's still a long time ago.
Well, it's not that bad. I mean, I would just be curious if, how many units they have over there. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be a turnaround kind of situation. You're not doing the square footage.
And if I just interject, we have had an unofficial cost estimate for air conditioning, and it wasn't. It's not unattainable.
It's not going to be $500,000.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Oh gosh. No. and I would hate to say what it was. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Does the county give y'all anything on an annual basis to run the jail or to maintain the jail at all?
Do they pay the utilities.
That's it. No, there's no maintenance or anything.
We have a trust fund that we use for maintenance.
But that's all that the county does.
At this time, they provide utilities, the water bill. But we do have a trust that we get money from, interest from, and.
I think we're about the only place in town that people have to come to ask for this kind of money,
sure.
To where to get to the next step. And I hate to see them not get to the next step. And with that in mind, and I think this is one of our biggest tourist attractions in Belleville. And I sure wish the city could do something about the dilapidated property across from it that people see also when they come up in the dilapidated back porches here. Just throwing in a little jab, can't stand it. All right, but anyway, I make a motion that we approve this request for
$10,000.
I second.
Okay.
Got a motion and a second.
And because we're at 10,000, this does not have to go to council.
Right. Do we want to try to put a timeline on it? This is a special request outside of our guidelines. So
I think it's fine. I think they've got the ball rolling, and I think when they get it done, they get it done. That's my opinion.
Did they say when they're going to start on it once? I guess I'm sure they're waiting on the see about getting the last $4,000 or $5,000.
There's three of us that are involved in this, and the third one is in
the Netherlands.
It's amazing what email and information you can get. And so
I would suspect this would come in. I mean, you tell me, Rick, this will probably come in phases, the bills for this. Because he's got it listed out here.
Usually does.
The architect will outsource the mechanical, the MEP drawings.
Okay.
So it's two different groups, and he's going to be basically the general contractor, the architect will.
Okay.
But yeah, it'll be the architectural drawings, and then the MEP drawings will be done. Okay. Probably. That's what I was saying.
And this won't be like a reimbursement grant, right?
No, this is a grant. Yeah. Great.
Once the bill comes in, it's free to cut.
Yep.
So we should be getting a bill pretty quickly, I would think, from one of those.
Okay, yeah, we got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? No. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank y'all for coming and working so hard.
Sweating.
We're lucky to have it. Number 10, consideration action is needed on BEDC accounting services agreement with City of Belleville. As we know, Leanne is starting to exit. I think the goal is trying to transition around our fiscal year, which starts in October. Almost here. I'm of the opinion of trying to keep some consistency moving forward, and the city and Kathy are willing to help us with it. They essentially supervise our audit process anyway, so Leanne gets all her stuff together, gets it to Kathy, who's getting requests from the auditors, providing all the documentation. So Kathy and the city are familiar with how we operate and understand it. Once Leanne's going to finally hang it up, which I think she's trying, I think y'all work together again this month through September, try to put the finishing touches.
To finish September and get it ready to transition everything over, and then that would give me time on the city side to set up the books in our system to where we can get y'all the reports and transition over.
Because you've seen kind of most of our processes. I had an old agreement that we used with Leanne that kind of it's real simplified, which is, I like it, but kind of summarizes the things she does. Thank you.
Can I ask about how many hours it takes to do this?
Oh, man. It can take. The most time it'll be,
to be honest with you, is just to set the initial setup into the accounting system on our side. That'll take the most, just setting everything up. As far as inputting and doing all the other stuff, it's minimal. It's not like it's going to take me 5 hours, and I don't even think it would take 5 hours a week. It's the bookkeeping part of it is minimal, and it would just transition into the workload that we already have, so it just be integrated in there. So
so we will not, our QuickBooks will be done away with and it'll be integrated into the city system?
Yes, because the city does not have QuickBooks. It's integrated, but it's not integrated. It's gonna be a standalone thing in InCoach software. You can still generate the same reports. If not, I can put them in the
I've seen those system. Reports. No, thank you.
Or I can put them in Excel to customize them to what you're used to. I mean, that's not an issue. Taking those InCoach reports and dropping them into Excel, I do it myself anyway, because like you, InCoach reports spits out canned reports a lot of times, and I want it to look pretty, let's be honest. That's what I want. I'm used to seeing things in a different way. So I put a lot of it into Excel spreadsheets, which is what I've done in the past when I worked at other entities and we used the software. I used Excel and it all balanced
and it worked just as well.
So I was not aware we were going to shift away from QuickBooks.
And the problem, the issue is we don't have the QuickBooks and we'd have to purchase it. If y'all would like, the city doesn't have, I don't have QuickBooks on the computer and the city would have to purchase that software. I'm not opposed to doing it because I use QuickBooks elsewhere as well. I've used QuickBooks for to do EDC when I was at Columbus. I don't have an issue with that. I was just, you know, it.
How do we have it now?
We use Leanne's subscription, I guess. We're just like our own business in there.
QuickBooks is only like $150 unless you're doing payroll, then it's $600, $700, $800.
Yeah. But that's up to y'all. I'm open to do it either way. I'm open to do it either way, either in QuickBooks, but you would have to purchase the software.
Here's another thing to think about. It's dawning upon me now what we're doing. We should probably have a license, and we probably should have a computer to run it on.
Well, at least
right now,
license.
We're relying on other people's computers.
Which is what we've been doing.
Yeah.
License to run QuickBooks, you mean?
Yeah.
It's without payroll.
It's not expensive.
I think it's.
What we could do is if you want to do that, that way, we could put it on a laptop.
Yeah. That would be my recommendation, is get a laptop, put it on there. That would be the EDC laptop.
Okay, did I miss, I've slept since then.
Yeah.
How did we get to this point with negotiating with the city, doing our books?
So,
can somebody, I
3 to 4 weeks ago now, Leanne.
Yeah, at the last meeting, yeah, right after that.
And her and I talked about it and came up with this. I heard zero feedback from anybody else regarding that, literally not a single response. And we have to have something in place starting October 1st. It's not fair to Leanne to drag her along. Quite frankly, we're the only city that probably is set up, the only EDC that's probably set up this way. At least I know Seeley's not and Brenham's not. I mean, it's common sense to try to fold these two in together. They operate the same. I don't really think a QuickBooks account's necessary, but y'all can decide that. Maybe treasurers could get together. But long story short, we have to have somebody to do it, and in my opinion, it's the most logical now for the transition and long term. Moving forward, we're not going to have another Leanne that doesn't want to do it any longer, which she did wonderful for us, but it could be. 100 years from now, it's still part of the CFO or HR, CFO's job description.
So it's a contract with the city.
Coming in. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
It's folks that are in it all the time, I guess it seems simple, but it's a lot of moving parts, and it's a lot of last-minute moving parts. We have a deadline of first meeting of the month. Sometimes that is the first. And so Leanne was always able to get it together, but it's kind of close.
Well, I mean, migrating from where it currently exists is real simple. I mean, she sends me a backup copy every now and again. I load it on my computer so I can verify numbers and do other things. Mm-hmm. So basically, I have an old copy on my laptop. It's not an official copy. QuickBooks is an official copy. My question is this going to have to be rebuilt in your application?
I can ask my IT guy if you have the backup if I could install it on a new QuickBooks system. If it does have to...
I mean, if we shift to the city's system,
if
it needs to be built.
In the city's system, yes, it would have to
be rebuilt.
Rebuilt.
And that's going to take some time.
How far back rebuilt?
Well, I would only do... I would be current, and then we would have to have the backup records from land.
Is there like an import function, I wonder, or something?
Not from QuickBooks to Indeed, no.
So yes, for the board, I did not assume we were going to shift from QuickBooks. So this is a different aspect. I'm excited to work with Kathy. I just did not know we were going to. She wanted to.
Oh,
shift.
We don't.
We hadn't decided either way. I was going to leave that up to the board to decide themselves. We've talked QuickBooks. Leanne and I have talked the QuickBooks, but we've also talked about just putting in an encode so we wouldn't have to purchase any. So y'all wouldn't have, or no one would have to purchase any additional equipment or software. That was the only thing to kind of go to the encode. But whatever y'all want to do, I have no issue doing, whether it's encode or QuickBooks. Like I said, I've worked with both.
It would be my recommendation that we, so we don't lose the history, because that's one thing we will lose. That was a good question Risa brought up, was if we don't keep the QuickBooks, we'll lose years of information that's in there. We will have it, it'll be archived, but it won't be part of the budget anymore. It won't be part of the ledger anymore. So it would make sense for us to get an application or get a license, which isn't that expensive, and to get a cheap laptop to put it on.
We should probably do that anyway, yeah.
I like that.
Okay, let's keep it in there, I guess.
You know, it, I mean, looking at our, when we're paying our check, it looks like it's already been decided, because we've already paid it, the city half of, you know, tonight.
In my mind, it has, quite frankly, but I'm open to suggestions. We've been 3 weeks since I sent it out, and I did not get one single response.
Well, I think it makes sense. You know, it makes sense.
I'm not in favor of it. My thought is the city's going to have a piggy bank, and they're going to use our money. And, you know, the only way that I would think the EDC should do it, there should be no check signing, no transfer of money, nothing that the city can do besides keep records, and that's it.
Well,
that's the same as Leanne. What's been done?
Yeah.
I have a question. I'm on city council. This was never brought to council.
It's going to be on the agenda.
We have to get through it here first.
I think it should have been the other way. I have severe, serious questions about: is this going to be in addition to your hours of the city, or just after hours?
It'll be in conjunction with my hours.
I think it should have been brought to council first.
I think it's trying to get through this part of it and then go to council. It's the decision y'all will make following this, but if it doesn't get through here, then it doesn't get to council either way. You know, it's the most, in my opinion, responsible and efficient way of doing it.
Well, I'm all for the city and EDC, who said that for the longest, working together. However, I'm just not clear how this position is going to work in conjunction with responsibilities and duties with the city.
I mean, it seems, and I, you know, honestly, I think it's fine. I know that when we've been through all the audit issues, Kathy's had to be involved in all the audit stuff. That was the reason we increased the pay, because Leanne was spending so much time doing the stuff through the audit. And it just seemed like it'd be more seamless. I mean, we're still overseeing everything. She's just keeping our books just like Leanne. And we've got somebody who understands the processes of the city and of the EDC, so that when we have questions, you know, poor Leanne so often had to go through Kathy to talk to the auditors or whatever. You know, I just think we want to get along. And I think, the QuickBook issue, I'm fine. Whatever is the easiest. This just seems like a decent plan. And I... how council feels, you know, but, you know, it kind of makes sense to me, because this way, and another thing has always been, like when I come in, the bills are on the floor, you know, Kathy's going to be here. We're going to have somebody here who's actually able to get stuff. You know, I came in today to print everything out and distribute, and there were envelopes on the floor, and it's just kind of like, it just seems like the contract's with the city. So it goes from perpetuity, and if we want to change it, we can change it. But, you know, I don't have a better option.
I'm going to read this. August 7th to the entire board. Please see below note from Leanne. We were fortunate to have her. As long as we did, she'll be greatly missed. Be thinking about the below scenarios. We would probably need to formalize it at our next meeting. We, meaning Leanne and I, have discussed this in the past, and it really seems to be in our best interest. Those that have been treasurer understand some of the details and processes the job comes with, and consistency and familiarity from our bookkeeper makes life much easier on the treasurer. With the city handling it, it will roll over seamlessly throughout the years. The CFOs come and go. It seems to be the responsible decision and one of the best interests of the EDC. Feel free to reach out to me privately with any questions, comments, concerns in the meantime. You know, now is not the time to hash this stuff out.
That's okay to hash it out.
So my question
is, somebody needs to come up with a better idea.
So if this is going to be in conjunction with your quote-unquote 8 to 5 here, so you're going to be taking 5 hours away from this city.
It's not going to take me 5 hours to do the city work, and if I have to stay after hours and do it, that's fine. It'll get done. And if I may also state that when it came to the audit, I was Leanne and I worked for any audit entries and adjusting entries that we needed to be put on your books, I would send them to her, propose them based on the sales tax receivables and the different things like that, and the entries for the depreciation. I would propose them and send them to Leanne anyway, and then she would come back and say, okay, she agreed. So I was already doing, I'm already doing your journal entries for audit purposes anyway, because of the fact of what the auditors need and the different aspects of how we accrue sales tax, because it's 2 months lag and different things like that. And so I was already proposing those for Leanne and doing them for y'all anyway. And she would just, if she didn't agree, we talked through it and move forward.
I mean, it's not our deal to, you know, if council has questions about how that time is allocated, that's not our deal. We don't manage it, you know.
Yeah, city, the council and the administration can handle that. That's fine by me. You know, Leanne does it outside of her business.
We're just basically asking the city to do this for us, and it'll be the city's determination to who does it. Is that right?
Correct. The agreements with the city of Belleville.
Okay, thank you.
And how they delegate the task is completely up to them, and you know, processes don't change.
Okay, well, are we doing a contract? Are we doing a agreement?
Yeah, we would. Okay. It'd hopefully be something simple.
Well, I'll make a motion to do the accounting services contract with City of Belleville at the current rate of $350.
Motion by Mr. Burns. Do we have a second? No second.
Second.
Got a second from Mr. Flores. Any other discussion?
Did we decide on QuickBooks or the other one?
Oh, and do it. I'll amend the motion. Do you want to include the QuickBooks?
I would.
And include buying a license for QuickBooks.
Thank you. And computer.
And computer.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Only heard three. Any abstain? Who else said aye?
Aye.
Raise your hands. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Any abstain?
I apologize that I've not been on top of this, Garrett. I just, it was bad timing on my part, and I apologize for that. With some things that are just going on in the city, but I'm gonna trust your judgment, and I'm gonna vote yes.
Three, thank you.
Okay.
Six. You got it, Pat.
3-1-1.
Thank you. Number 11, committee reports. Anything on the quiet zone?
I did email Sean today, asked if there was anything new on the quiet zone. He said no. So I will bring new information when we have it.
I had a citizen ask me yesterday an update. What would we tell a citizen?
So where we are now is in the commentary period. This has been the stakeholders, the railroad, TxDOT, federal authorities. Everybody has their comment period.
Okay.
So we're in the kind of the experts comment period, and then when that goes, then the FRA. We'll take that and evaluate, and then we would have a public comment period. It's like 60 days or 90 days, I can't remember what. And then at that point, the FRA would make the
final. Is there any kind of timeline as to when this?
It's about a year, it's not a hard and fast.
I mean, like when the Railroad Commission, the TxDOT feds, when they get through with theirs and it moves on to public comments, do you have any idea what time of year that will fall in?
I kind of think we're going to be looking at next summer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody said it takes about a year to do it.
I thought that this period we're going through right now started about 2 months ago.
Yeah, and I thought it was about a 30-day period, but he told me they don't have anything. When we last...
This is from Robert.
No, this is from Sean. When we last talked, they were waiting for TxDOT to get back to them on something that TxDOT had to...
Who's the ramrod of this right now? Still.
It'll be Robert. Robert's still running it.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Robert's still running it.
Okay. So it's not
he like pass the torch once it's approved by the railroad, or does he help?
I think when the FRA approves it. Okay. Yeah. He takes us all the way through the process.
school. B, God, I've got that for community relations. C, strategic plan, do we want to, I mean, the survey's out. It got put in the bills. I think we're up to 55.
That's all?
That was the literally, I think it was the day after
they were
the bills hit the mail, got into the mailbox. So
where would I have seen it?
You wouldn't have gotten.
No, it's I've seen it online. Where
our website?
I'm back it up.
There's the thing on there.
No, it.
Oh.
Maybe
Chamber.
There you go.
Chamber,
that's where I saw it. So there was a click
it's
on
available.
There you go to.
It's on our website, the city, the chamber.
Picks them up and off up in front.
Some at the front. And I think they all have. Here's where you can go online to do it. That's what I would recommend. But I think we'll get more. I'd be curious to see now after 3 or 4 more days where we're at. That's the main update. We're still meeting. It's going well.
We're through about 80% of the pillar work. We have one more pillar to go. We are working to have a proposal for the city by their November meeting. So that's our target. We're on track for that target.
I don't think we've got anything for EDC.
Hey, let me circle back and see what I will do.
Yes.
I will send Robert a note and ask where we are.
Thank you.
From his. Yeah.
Could you please forward that to me?
Sure.
I've got concerned citizen knocking on my door. He does not want his communion disturbed by the train track anymore. He must have lost it on Sunday. I don't know what happened. So.
Okay.
Okay. 12, executive session. We do have one that has been approved, so we will close our open meeting at 6:22. Convene into executive session.
Okay, go.
All right.
Back in 6:42.
Reconvene at 6:42. No action. We do have no action from executive session. We do have one adjustment to our minutes.
The amount Bevel times is 1.6.
Okay.
For a total of 1776.
Not
what does that bring it? What does that,
56.
What does that bring it? The new total to
1776.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Belleville Times is
1.26.
So take plus 56 off of that.
So take 56 off that. So it totals 1776.
No, the total.
The total total.
It should be like 49.
Yeah, yeah.
We gotta add up. We gotta add 30. 80, 72 plus 50.
Oh, I was talking about the total
add-ons.
Yeah, so you're through it. Yeah, you're suddenly. Okay, so we're subtracting. So someone do it for me since I'm recording here.
1776 plus 31, 30, 72 and 72. Anybody doing that?
No, it's just take 49, 62, 72 and subtract 56.
There you go.
Oh, that's right, because it was supposed to be 175
there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just take the 56.
$4,906.
$72.
Okay. 490672. Thank you. All right. So noted. Removed $56 from Fisher's Board. Okay. And we're done?
Need a motion to adjourn.
No, you don't.
I do not.
You can just say adjourn.
Adjourn.
Congratulations.